What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, sexy listeners. This episode of Will You Accept This Rose is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is the best place to buy toys, lingerie, and more. Everything you and your special someone wants. I don't know. You're watching Bachelor in Paradise. You're watching Josh and Amanda make out like two pumas and hyenas, just all tongues, and you're getting all randy in your downstairs area. You're thinking, I need to go south of the border, but I can't bring all of my sex toys with me. I need a pocket vibrator, a little pocket rocket. Well, you know what? You can find all of your sexy needs at Adam and Eve. Go to adamandeve.com for limited time only. You get 50% off any one item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you also get three free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift to top it all off. They'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And guess what? You don't need to worry about like, oh, will people know? Will my neighbors know that I'm into sexy times when I travel to Sayulita? They're not going to know because it is very discreet with their shipping and their billing. Adamandeve.com. Use checkout will as in, will you please send Katie to Mexico so she can make love to Nick at checkout. That's will as in will you please send Katie to Mexico to do it with Nick at adamandeve.com. Use code will at adamandeve.com.
Now entering nerdist.com.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mark Rivers.
Get all
you should win a Grammy for this, Mark Rivers.
So
oh, Mark Rivers.
Just got one question.
Yeah.
Will you accept this?
South of the border, guys. We're in Mexico, everybody. Hello, Sayulita. Hola. Hola, Farmacia, por favor. Hola, senor. Mi amo Arden.
Didn't know you were fluent.
Mas tequila, madame.
I see. Gracias, Jorge.
Oh, my goodness.
Jorge.
Welcome, you guys, to the first Will You Accept This Rose? Bachelor in Paradise edition. I am so happy to be here. My name is Arda Marine. Erin has still been captured by Texas. Yeah. I think she's still alive. I see her tweeting here and there, but I cannot tell you how excited I am to have with me two of the most important people in the Bachelor world to talk about, honestly, my favorite part of the Bachelor franchise. Starting to my left, a gentleman who really won us over. I mean, he came in. We had high hopes for him, but he came in and he really got the gold.
You are easily impressed.
I really am.
Yes.
Let me just say, Ralph Garman is back with us. So excited.
Hello,
Ralph.
Boys and girls.
You may know him from K-Rock, Kevin and Bean. He is the host of Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith.
Yes.
And you have a movie coming out this September with Kevin Smith called Yoga Hosers.
Yes.
Ralph, how are you? You're a movie star.
I am not, but I work from time to time, and as long as they keep paying me, I'll keep showing
up. What do you play in the movie?
It's an odd little film. It's a weird, funny comedy from Kevin Smith about two young Canadian girls,
sure,
who are yoga enthusiasts.
Sure.
And they also are clerks at a convenience store, oddly enough, when you're talking about Kevin Smith.
Yes.
And through a series of bizarre events, it falls upon them to save Canada from a evil Nazi scientist who has been in suspended animation for 70 years who gets thawed out and tries to conquer Canada.
Oh, my goodness. So it's basically, look who's talking for.
Exactly, yes.
That's amazing. I love Kevin Smith's brain.
He's very strange, and he's doing what he wants to do. God love him.
He's the best.
And I play the Nazi scientist.
Oh, you'd be
I'm
good
the big bad.
That.
I'm the big bad.
Oh, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, yes, I am. I am
oh,
the,
my God, you're Dr. Evil.
I am sort of, yeah, but more like with schnitzel.
Oh, my God, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
I can't wait to see. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Smith, and let me tell you, I'm a huge fan of Ralph Garman.
No, you're very sweet.
To my right, we didn't think we were going to get her for all of August because she's busy back on Criminal Minds and also doing another period. The Secretary of State of Will You Accept This Rose podcast, Padgett Brewster.
I am so happy to be here.
I am wearing, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet about it, but I had a tough one about 5 weeks ago, and it was during JoJo's hometown visits where Luke bought her the cowgirl boots. And I was saying the thing I needed in my life was some red cowgirl boots. And look what arrived on my doorstep.
Oh, look
some
at that.
Red cowgirl boots.
I had no idea you lived like 2 blocks from me.
Oh, yeah.
I could have walked those over.
No, we needed to hang. And like,
well, how much do you work that I never see you in the supermarket or I never see you anywhere?
Or how much of like a Boo Radley am I? How much I just go from my
sneaky, sneaky little.
I'm just either in my home with my cats or I'm at Meltdown Comics. It's
oh
one of the
You're a recluse is what you are.
Exactly.
I was so excited to find those boots.
Oh, my God. They're so perfect. I actually feel like powerful and like sassy and kind of sexy.
You look very sexy in them, I have to say. And that's not patting myself on the back, although I was so excited I found those boots for you. You look sexy in cowgirl boots.
Can I tell you, thank you so much. I'm from Little Compton, Rhode Island, which is the opposite of Texas.
Cowgirl boot town.
And I feel like fuck Rhode Island. Like, I'm a Texan now. Like, I'm doing shows in Houston this September at the Joke Joint, and then in October I'll be in Plano at I don't know, somewhere.
Plano, Texas.
Yeah, so it's like I can wear my boots to the shows.
Oh, are you doing the Daisy Dukes too?
I have little
shorts.
She's
got on. Cute little shorts on.
Because I have very short legs. I'm built like a corgi dog.
No,
I'm all torso.
You say that.
So I need to like
look how
show
good they look.
As much limb as
oh,
I
those
can.
Legs.
You're going on, girl.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And I want to promote the last weekend of the Ramones play that John Ross Bowie wrote. It's called 4 Chords and a Gun. It's going to be at the Bootleg. And then I will be doing stand up all Labor Day week in Sunnyvale, California at Rooster Tea Feathers, September 1st to the 4th. Do you tour during stand-up?
I don't. I dabbled in stand-up years ago.
You seem like a stand-up.
And I did not enjoy it.
It's a lot.
It's a hard job.
It's a lot.
And I found early on, I don't like working alone either.
But you know what's funny?
That's why I started doing sketch and improv, because I like working with other people much more than standing up there by myself.
I'll be honest with you. I started as a stand-up and I felt the same way, so I stopped doing it. And I did improv and sketch for years, like on Mad TV and stuff. Mm-hmm, like, and sure. I preferred working with other people. And then because of Chelsea Lately, people kept trying to book me for stand-up. And I was like, no, I'm not a stand-up. And then I realized it was only because I was scared of it. And it's actually coming back to it has been, I enjoy it much more this time around. Like the connection with people, you must get that also from like your podcast. Like I would imagine it would be a different experience if you did it now. There's a weird connection that you get, but maybe you get that through
your
podcast.
Well, Kevin and I take the podcast on the road. We always do it in front of a live audience.
It's more fun. You don't need to do it by yourself.
So we've toured and stuff. But
it's
more fun. Yeah, it's more fun.
Spare yourself the drunks. Spare yourself the drunks of comedy.
And I'm not that good at it. I have a lot of respect for really good stand-up, and so I always felt like I was sort of shaming the profession by sort of half-assing it up there.
It is certainly eating humble pie as you're getting your act together. You know what I mean? Until you're at the point where you feel ready to kind of take it on tour, it's a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of like, oh, I thought I was funny. You know what I mean? Like, there's some real kind of,
wow.
It took some humble pie moments to get it together. So thank God we don't have to worry about that today because we have the greatest comedy on television. You guys, we have 5 hours. It's basically like an entire Netflix series we have because last week I lost my voice and we didn't get to do one. So now, oh my God. So I was thinking, how do we organize this? And I was thinking perhaps we go through just sort of the general large strokes and then perhaps we could go through person by person. What would you like to start with? Should we start with Chad?
I think we have to,
We have
right?
to start with Chad. He did shit his pants.
He shat.
And hi to Katie over there, our producer.
Hi, Katie.
She's rescued a dog named Buttercup and found him a home since we concluded our podcast and restarted again.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, a little tiny, the cutest dog ever she found in an alley, right? Mm-hmm. Named Buttercup. And
what were you doing in an alley, Katie, in the first place?
Garages for my apartment.
Oh, sure. That's the old story. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, she loves, and she found a home. Okay, you guys, Chad.
Chad
shat his pants and had a crab walking on his face. Chad, I'm sorry, because I enjoyed him for a second. I enjoyed the Chad Lace thing until it went so far south. Guys, talk to me. He's dangerous.
Yeah, I think finally whatever small love affair there may have been with America and Chad is now finally over because he stepped over that
line. He went too far.
He did the shade. Like, when, first of all, and the thing about ABC keeps, like, kind of making it still fun and giving him plates of meat and having, like, the parrots and all the birds of Twitter when he was arriving. And, you know, they still kind of kept it fun. But it's like, no, this guy's legitimately threatening to murder everybody's family. Like, he's, like, legit dangerous. At least he shat his pants.
But here's the other thing is he didn't remember what happened. So there must have been two or three underpaid PAs.
Yeah.
All bunking in the worst room at Playa Sayulita who had to pick him up, wash the poop off him,
right,
put other clothes back on him,
right,
and lay him back down in his bed.
No, they put him to bed nude.
Oh, he was naked.
So they had to strip him and hose him down.
Hose him down and
throw
him in the bed.
You're absolutely right. I have been a PA. I have been a PA. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They're like, okay, we can't have him wake up in his own filth. Somebody who's like getting paid in like tacos, like you're getting paid in like $4 an hour in craft service.
You get to go to Mexico. That's what they get paid.
Yeah. And you get to hook up. I mean, we all watch Unreal, I assume. No?
Do
you
watch Unreal?
I don't.
Oh, that's good. No. Okay, here were some of his quotes. Hitler, Mussolini, at least all of these people were rich. That's a pretty good quote.
I guess. If that's your goal.
But yeah, so let's talk about the Chad and Lace hookup. I didn't realize how much I missed Lace in my life.
You know what? Don't get me started. Fuck Lace.
Talk to me.
She is just the... Well, I've been working on myself,
right,
and
now
I'm all fixed, and I'm much better, and I'm not that girl anymore.
Right.
You're absolutely that girl.
And then she goes down
girl.
An even deeper, darker hole.
I know, yes. I know.
At least Chad says, I am who I am.
Yeah.
He's awful.
Trump. He's like Trump.
He's awful.
Yeah.
But he doesn't pretend that he's not awful.
Exactly.
She keeps saying how she's fixed herself, and she's repaired, and she's a brand new woman.
And she's not drinking, and then... blammo shots
whatever.
At the
she's
bar.
She's so delusional. It's just, it's infuriating.
But I love looking at her.
I love her bathing suit. Her white.
I love her
body is insane.
Beautiful.
Did she get extensions or just her hair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her off the shoulder swimsuit really works for me. Like, it'd be hard to pull that off. That white. By the way, Katie, our producer, realized in a screenshot that they actually painted on bottoms. Katie has this. They painted on her bottoms to make them appropriate for television. They widened that. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Look at that.
They actually added. They
CGI'd
paint,
ass
they
coverage.
They CGI'd on more of her ass.
She must have been riding up her crack. Or was she not wearing bottoms at all?
Oh, my God. You guys, you can see in the picture, it's a thong.
And they
painted
it on.
And then
they
added some little Casper the Friendly Ghost side panels to cover her buttocks.
So what's more degrading, having to hose off Chad or be the CGI? Be the person who could be working for, like, George Lucas doing, like, Star Wars, and instead you're painting on ass coverings released down in Mexico.
That's better. At least you're not smelling anything while you're in the editing bay painting on a CGI butt cover.
That's so true. Okay, so then...
By the way, they had sex, right? Chad and Lace?
Yeah, I assume so. In the pool, right?
In the pool?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I got that sense.
Remember last year in the pool when it was Joe and the girl that, like, hypnotized everybody with her eyes?
Yeah.
And then, like, they totally, like, fucked on camera. Like, we watched them slow fuck on camera. That was so
in the pool.
Dirty.
And then that's when
dirty.
A couple months later, that's when Steve and I went, and we were like, this pool's been chlorinated since that.
This better... Yeah, you don't want to accidentally get pregnant with Joe babies with him licking his lips. Oh, getting to disgusting kissing later. We're getting to that.
Oh, my God.
So then Daniel, here's some quote. Daniel, and I want to do a whole segment
on Daniel the Canadian.
Has completely grown on me. He's on fire. I love his, the opening credits for the show are amazing. Should we give a shout out to the opening
credits?
Where
he pours the maple syrup down his body onto his maple leaf Speedo.
And there's like a special glow light for his dick. And it, like, it's like glow. If you look at it, it's like they have like those lights.
There's a halo light.
The lights that they put around the camera that make you look really pretty and young. There's like a light you can buy that, and I feel like they did it. They paid for like a special halo light for it, that amazing Canadian dong.
Yeah, they do. They do highlight his.
I love him. I love him, and I think he's saying, I hope they keep him.
The twins
are
my favorite. I'm adoring the twins.
The twins are actually the smartest.
They're
people
amazing,
there.
But. he said about Chad, just to wrap up Chad, when Chad was going crazy, he said, quote, he's on the moon. He can't come back down from the moon. You might as well go looking for cheese or whatever they have up there. And then Chad said, why are you being so unmurdery? And then he said to Chad, you have a better chance of making out with a turtle than a girl tonight.
Yes.
That's a friend right there.
Does anyone get the sense that maybe Daniel is a character?
He's like, amazing.
Maybe he's created that. I get
that
the sense.
That would be one of the best
you think
actors.
That he's his own, he's like.
I think he's already sort of off kilter and sort of a wacky guy.
Yeah.
But I get the sense he is definitely pushing that side of him and sort of presenting
you
that
think
for
so?
Us.
Do you think they're giving him lines? He also said, quote, I will take you, this is about Chad, I will take you down in Chinatown. I will punch a friend if I have to. I've done it before. I'll do it again, no problem.
I think he's half sort of created. I think he's creating his persona on that show, which I'm all for, by the way. It's brilliant and it's wildly entertaining. And it's sort of it's like an innocuous Chad. It's like a harmless Chad.
He's the best.
Somebody who's sort of clueless and buff and overly aggressive, but not in a least bit sort of a creepy.
He has
way.
A sweetness to him, like in that when you look at how he was like they had their bromance, like they were so he was so like he's a kind of a sweet guy who I think wants to see like he just his love affair with Chad was so pure. And when they were standing in the water together chatting.
Yeah.
Are we just
I think he actually is genuinely that person. And he wants to hang out with the cool guy. And then this terrible moment happens where he has to say to Chad basically, I'll punch you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a mafia movie, really, in that moment. For their intelligence level, that was an epic, like, big battle.
Dude.
Yeah. Daniel abandoned him at that point.
Yeah. Daniel, it was the equivalent of the Hitler Mussolini, where, like, Daniel's tried to get through to him, and he's tried to reason. He's trying to reason with an unreasonable person.
Uh-huh. Right. Who he still thinks is cool.
It's the end of the war, and Daniel's in the bunker with Hitler, and he's trying to get him to give up, but Hitler just won't bite.
He can't bite. Yeah. He can't bite. So so basically, Chad has gone too far, and then Sarah is the one who basically is like him or us. Like if Chad stays, I'm leaving.
Well, he calls her a one-armed bitch.
He does. He said, fuck that one-armed bitch. Army McArmerson. He kept... I know.
I was...
And he kept saying, I need to murder all you people here.
And murder your families, too. He was threatening a lot of family murder.
A lot of family murder.
But that's old news. That means Chad's been threatening to kill people since he was on The Bachelorette. But I think with America, and especially with women, which it creeped me out at the end of the when the men tell all or whatever, the final rose thing. Like, when he came out, a lot of women were, like, applauding
for him. I know,
it's
terrifying.
But I think he lost any female support he had once he took on Sarah and started mocking her disability.
Yeah.
Which was just, I think everyone finally said, well, this guy's just unredeemable.
And she's been like so lovely and so
she's such a sweetheart.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
I like that she's a hot commodity.
She's being battled over now.
Let's talk about Sarah.
Okay.
Wait, before we say goodbye to Chad.
Yeah.
The guy who was saying to everyone, I'm real, and everyone else just wants to be on television. Yeah. This guy wants to be an actor and a model. I'm here for the right reasons. I'm the only one. Did you catch, as he was leaving in that van, he said, now I'm never going to be The Bachelor. What am I going to do now?
What am I going to do now?
You're absolutely
what am I going to do with my life now? He said as he was no longer on television.
You're right, because
he's full of shit.
You're right. If he's a real like luxury real estate in Omaha.
Go back to Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa.
Start selling those mansions. Those Tulsa mansions that you
I will
you
say this.
Broker.
Before he left, I loved that the producers kept him screaming at Chris Harrison.
I loved it too.
What do you don't even know you're in a robe drinking
robe.
A mimosa 1,000 miles away. Fuck you, Chris Harrison.
I love fucking
and
Chris Harrison.
I love that Chris Harrison clearly has a say in the show. He could tell the producers, hey, don't let anyone know I'm 1,000 miles away drinking a mimosa. Because he is. He's at Punta Vista. He is 100 miles away
in
another part of the... Yeah. And so I love that they kept that. I love that they kept that and that Chris Harrison was like, okay, keep it. You know, let Chad yell at me. I can take it.
I loved it too. And he had like a smirk on his face. I loved Chad saying, on a scale of when to fuck off. He said to... That's a good scale.
How about when Chris
line.
Said, you really think this is a good time to be glib?
Yeah.
And Chad didn't know what glib
meant.
Wow.
So he just started walking up the, which I know from personal experience, just leads to the gardener's shack. He started walking up to where
they
keep
extra
plants.
Harrison says, where are you going?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, Tijuana.
Yeah.
And he said, damn it, do you know how many people I got to kill? Like, there's so many things. Just like, no, he actually might go kill somebody in Mexico. Like, this guy is, like, legit. We've all made him fun, and, like, it's all fun, and we have T-shirts about him. But he, like, keeps saying, I'm going to murder your family.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. I think he's gone and lost, like... He had some great lines, but in the end, the ugliness just overcame all of his good lines.
Who do you want to talk about next?
You mentioned Sarah. Should we talk about Sarah?
I love that she's being battled over. I loved how Daniel said, you saved the best for last in the rose ceremony.
Daniel actually seems smitten with
her. He seems to, trying to be wooing her. And we love Christian. We love Christian. He came in to meet with us, but I'm kind of rooting for Daniel. Sorry, Christian. Who are you rooting for?
Oh, that's so tough between Christian and Daniel. Because I think Daniel's great television, but you could not pay me enough money to kiss Daniel. And the only person there I would kiss is Christian.
Christian's adorable.
Or one of the twins. I actually love the twins so much now.
The twins are the greatest.
I would kiss a twin.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm surprised more guys aren't going all over the twins. The twins are the greatest.
But you know they're great, but they're you don't want to talk to them for very long.
Oh, I know.
After the sweat dries, you do not want to be in the room.
You're right.
You're out the sliding glass door while they're sleeping.
Okay,
afterwards.
We'll talk about the twins. We're going to talk about the twins right after Sarah, because there's so many things to say about the twins. Sarah, she actually feels like I used to really love Carly last year.
I still love Carly. She's my favorite, personally. I think she gets it, and she's funny, and I would have a great time hanging out with Carly.
You guys would be a nice couple.
Yes, we would just bust balls and make fun of everyone.
She's adorable. It bums me out that she's back.
Why?
Does it bum you out?
Yes, but I can't explain why.
I think
there's something sad, but I can't explain why.
Because it's like, because you're so great. It's like, do you have to find somebody on TV? Like, how many times do you
Doesn't that hold true for everyone on this program?
No, because some of them are dumb or desperate enough that it makes
cooler,
sense to me. But yeah, she seems like...
She seems cooler.
She should be at home, like wherever that is. I don't know. She should be carrying flowers up the street in San Francisco and bump into a tech guy. Like,
she should be killing it in whatever town. Like, she's so cool and cute. I would hope...
funny. She's witty and, you know...
She's like a Nora Ephron heroine. Why is she...
Yeah, she's sparkly.
Yeah. At Bachelor in Paradise.
Again,
yeah. So there is a tinge of...
And the fact that she was willing to even take the hit with Evan at all was like...
Let's talk about that after we finish with Sarah.
So
okay, because
Sarah.
I got so much Evan.
Okay, so let's talk about... Okay, so finishing with Sarah, I agree with you. I do think
Daniel and her are kind of like the romantic comedy characters that you would write that they get together at the end of the film.
Because you're kind of like... I like how her... Like,
because they're both kind of damaged, not in like a handicapped sense. But she's obviously had to deal with this her whole life.
Yeah.
It makes her a little insecure and a little freaked out about relationships and how men can't look past that or whatever. And then here's this physical specimen, this perfect physical specimen, who's a little damaged upstairs.
Yeah, he's because it's like a kumquat for a brain.
And they have this sort of. This yin and yang symmetry, which makes them like this weird but kind of cool little fit.
I like it.
And I like it too. And I like that he's legit actually like romancing her. Like the phrasing, they save the best for last. And that he seems so sincere because he'd been kind of crass about the other girls. Talking about, he had a phrase where he was talking about, he was rating the girls.
Right, who he would nail right off the bat.
And then he said, these are all poodles and Yorkies. They're washed up street dogs, is what he said about the girls.
And then he was like, I'm an eagle.
Well, then we'll come to that. I have a whole
lot of animals.
We'll come to the eagle thing. But so he was like, basically, well, should we go on to, okay, we'll do that right now. I have a bunch of quotes from Daniel.
All right.
These are his quotes are amazing. These are three eagle quotes for you. An eagle doesn't settle for a pigeon. An eagle settles for an eagle, right? I don't know what else is better than an eagle, like a pterodactyl or something. Amazing. Let's just start with that. Number two. There's more. Here's another one. Okay. Hold on. I have so many from him. Wait a minute. They're all highlighted.
The eagle reference comes up quite a bit.
Yeah, no, he's super into eagles.
Yes.
Hold on. He also says, I'm going to let the liquor do the driving, and I'm going to go into booze control.
Right.
Incredible.
Just a great line.
Which is an incredible.
It's his lines are as great as Chad's without the menace.
Exactly.
It's exactly it. So then he says, okay, when he's talking to Leah, and we'll get to Leah later, when he's talking to Leah, she has, I have a lot of layers. And he says, layers?
God.
Like an onion? You gonna make me cry though? No. Oh, then you're not an onion. I have a lot of layers like an onion. I might cry because I'm the onion. Well, you're like an orange with one layer. Right.
I mean, that was you can't write.
It's
no,
incredible.
I don't know a writer talented enough.
No.
To
no
write that conversation. And also, she honestly, and we know some talented writers.
Yeah, no. But there's nobody.
To
there's
even
nobody.
Think of that.
No.
And then she
I think
also,
he's legit.
When she's
I
like,
think...
no, I'm the onion. I'll make myself cry. She kind of looks up like,
see,
wait a minute,
thing.
Where am I going?
No, they
you
were
don't
really...
know the actors that could pull those
sense?
Lines off either.
No,
you couldn't capture that stare that she had into space.
No, this
trying
is why.
He's a genius.
Reality has value.
He's an incredible.
Immense value. Reality television has value.
He is. Okay, here's another one. The thing is, I have standards. I'm an eagle. I am not going to drop down to the pigeon level. That's another one. He says this. There's male birds here. I'm an eagle, and this eagle knows what he wants.
Right. Yes. Then later on in the show, Josh was a crow and Nick was the eagle, and there was another pigeon. There was a lot of bird references throughout the show.
I can't. So he's clearly on a. So Daniel is clearly a savant. He's on another level and he knows what he wants. So when he said about Sarah, they save the best for last, he really speaks from his crazy heart.
The only time he hasn't had a crazy conversation that they've shown us is on the bed with her. When he is opening up to her, talking about how people don't really get to know me and understand me and stuff. And the two of them have a legitimate conversation and a real connection. The first time I've seen that from Daniel in two seasons.
I will say it was interesting watching that, too, because there was a moment that almost felt like too, like he was such a narcissist that was like, I like you because you get me. So you get me, which makes me like you more because you get me. But it's all kind
I
of...
thought that was profoundly honest.
Yeah.
Because that is how you fall in love with someone.
That's how we all feel, but nobody says it out loud.
I love that you get me, and you make me feel good that you get me.
Yeah.
And it
right.
makes me like you more, that you like me. That's basically,
I guess
now you
right.
go on another date.
Yeah.
You're right. I guess you're right. If somebody makes you feel understood, if they make you feel like...
Because we all live in these shells, right? We're all trapped in these bodies,
right.
and everything real is inside of us, and we show whatever we choose to show. But if someone can get through that, and you feel like they actually do see you or connect with you...
You
like them more.
Absolutely.
You know what? I guess, I mean, I don't know. Look, I don't know how Daniel, but like, I feel like, do you need more water, Padgett?
I'm so sorry about this cold.
I don't care. Right. Do you need a cough drop? I have cough drops. They're sugar free.
I might take one.
Take it. So I do feel like, you know what? I know deep down inside, I've always felt a little different. And like when people like, I guess when you're like at a party or whatever and people get to know you, sort of the fun side of you, there's sort of the surface level of what people can like, or, you know, if you're like a funny person or whatever. But then we all have like these secret sides of ourselves that I think feel somewhat shameful. So when somebody actually maybe what he's saying, if somebody sees you and accepts that side of you.
She likes him because he's weird. That has probably never happened to him before. People have always thought he was different and weird and they kept their distance.
Yeah.
And she seems actually to be intrigued and enthralled by that. I can see why that would be attractive for him.
And he seems really like he wants to woo her. Like he wants to like, I hope they get engaged at the
I tell you, I see Sarah, I've watched three shows she's been on now. She did a Bachelor and then two Bachelor in Paradises.
No, I'll be honest with you because I didn't start till Caitlin's season. So this is my first experience with Sarah. I don't know her.
She always seems really ill at ease.
Okay.
Socially and in front of the camera. Always to me.
Okay.
I always feel sort of bad watching her because I feel like I'm sort of imposing upon her life somehow that I shouldn't be watching. I feel a little voyeuristic when I watch her.
Right.
But when she was with Daniel, she was belly laughing and seemed
and
to be happy and relaxed for the first time I've ever seen her on television.
Well, it did feel a little bit like the producers came in and told Christian to pick her. And as much as I adore, Christian will have no problem getting another lady.
No.
Christian is adorable.
Dreamy.
So I actually am rooting for this weird connection of Daniel and Sarah. Because I feel like Christian, there's plenty of gals there that will adore
this is
Christian.
An independent rom-com happening right in front of our eyes for a one-armed girl to meet like the mentally damaged bodybuilder.
But I feel like
perfect.
It was the most genuine conversation in courtship or dating that I've ever seen on that show.
I like that.
Yeah.
On any episode.
I agree with you. All
good
right.
Stuff.
All right, so let's move on.
Can we move on to Evan now?
Yeah, let's move on to Evan.
Evan and Carly.
So Evan and Carly, how are you feeling? You okay?
Oh, I'm just sorry for the noise.
That'll help
you.
The cough drop will help you.
But then it's going to be clacking. And
that's
the,
okay.
Do I take it out and put it back in and then take it out again?
You can just clack.
Clack away.
Can
clack
I clack?
Away. Yeah, we
this
don't
is
care.
Now part of the podcast that Padgett is sick week after week.
We don't care.
With a cold that won't go away.
I understand and clack away, girl. Yeah. I have the same thing.
I will say
just
this.
Just don't mouth kiss
Ralph
either of us.
Is a gentleman.
Yeah.
Because he didn't walk up. He was, oh, this bitch is sick again. I'm leaving.
Both, I've been sick.
My voice is my
days.
Life. I'm on the radio.
I'm the same. I've been coughing.
No. Liv. I'm good.
I'm the same.
You guys are great.
I have the
Thank
same
you.
Thing. I have I a coughing. You. I have, do you cough every night sleeping? I have to sleep upright.
No, I'm not cough. No, that's the thing is, this is like the end. I feel fine, but I can hear it in my voice.
Don't worry about it.
And then I get afraid I'll cough, and then I cough because I'm afraid I'll cough. You
don't
know
worry
what I mean?
About it. Yeah.
It's clack a psychological
away.
Cough.
We don't. I'm not afraid of you.
I like this cough drop, though.
Yeah,
Thank
clack
you,
away.
It's
very
a
nice. Sugar-free Halls. Lemon. Okay. So,
Evan.
Are they one of our
okay.
sponsors?
Yeah, they're our sponsors. Okay, so Evan. Evan and Carly. Dude.
Wow, he's the worst.
He doesn't even. He doesn't ever talk about his kids, by the way. I know where everyone's like, Amanda's a mom. He's a dad. Like,
he's got three kids.
He doesn't even. He doesn't Listen, ever mention them.
Everyone who abandons their children for this show across the board is just a loser for me. I can't imagine a million years walking away from my kid for a yeah. month or whatever just to do this show.
I know, agree with
so
you.
So that's like, make that across the board for yeah. all parents who have yeah. ever been on any form of The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Ever.
Agreed.
But he is the most clueless, delusional person I have ever encountered. And that's saying something about these shows because it's filled with delusional mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
But he is a guy who does not get himself or the people around him or the social interaction of those people.
I know.
He can't read anything about anything human.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
stunning to me.
First of all, I don't think he likes ladies.
Well, I don't want to cast
okay. All
aspersions
right.
one way or the other. And he's
I'll
got three
cast
kids.
Aspersions. He seems asexual to me.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he... I mean, clearly he's got three children. He's...
All right. Okay. All right.
He's undeniably effeminate for a heterosexual man.
Okay. So yeah, Carly took the hit. So
and,
Carly,
and weak and soft.
Carly took the hit.
But then, what kind of hit is that? That's her she, fault. What
that's
is she
oh, accepted
doing?
The date. Well, didn't she have to? Because the
there
guys
no
were giving out
left. Yeah.
roses, so she had to say yes, or
yeah.
she goes home.
I got you.
So all she right. has to. And then I did actually, I actually thought she ended up being kind of cruel.
Yeah, I agree with you. She
How
kept
so?
Making fun of him.
She was
what
making
she was saying
fun
in the
of
interview?
Him so badly.
Yeah.
And he was so into her.
Yeah.
And it actually made me feel a little bad, even though I think he's appalling.
Right.
And I want him to cut his hair. And he's delusional. I was actually surprised. She seemed a little mean to
yeah.
me. And it really surprised me.
Yeah. It's like, if you don't like him, you don't like him. But then don't go like, okay, you can stop talking about it.
I know. I don't know. Maybe it was. And maybe it was because it was edited together with his saying, oh, you liked her so much.
Yeah, the and butterflies
like, oh,
and the
no.
explosions.
Maybe but, she doesn't know he's saying that.
I know.
And that.
Once again, the best editing in television, too, with the
That's
with the,
true.
All the
maybe
animals.
She didn't know how much he was into her.
Right.
He had fireworks and he was like touching himself. He was like rubbing his belly, lying. He was about to like. Oh. Going oh
but he did get real handsy during that habanero.
Yeah, that was
yes,
gross.
Grabbing her ass.
He really was. That's
that was
too
disgusting.
Far. Yeah.
He took advantage of that.
He did.
And then
in
she,
front of people, was, so she can't hit him.
No,
and they're going
no,
for a Guinness Book of
so
World Records.
Gross.
She's got to keep her mouth
By
on.
By the
him.
Way, I was worried. Like I was actually worried for their throats and stuff. Like if because those peppers are hot to
yeah.
actually hold that in your mouth. Like you could actually burn your throat. And then she went.
Well, no, you swallow the pepper. You eat the pepper and swallow it, and then you kiss.
But then she threw up.
Well, yeah.
Well,
for all
did
the
you
reasons.
See that 2.5
oh
foot
God.
Long spit string? I threw up after that kiss.
The grossest.
I had to pause the DVR and go barf.
And those bastards slowed it down too. They slow mo when they split apart. You saw
that spit
that suspension bridge of
you
saliva
could,
between the two of them.
You could. It was like a tightrope. It was like a tightrope that was like the next Guinness Book.
A
you
little
could
tiny Philippe Petit. Could have traveled
the wire.
Across
it was the wire of spit. Joseph Gordon-Levitt came out and just walked across it with a pole.
That was appalling.
Oh my God, that spit. That
oh
spit,
Lord.
That date.
And
but then
she vomits.
Then she vomits.
Then the medical crew comes in to try to save her.
Yeah.
And put ice on her back and cold compresses because it's hot, humid
yeah.
Mexico and you're vomiting.
Yeah.
And then he comes in to try to mack on her while she's laying on the couch.
That is such a skeever move to take advantage of you when you're down.
I feel like he deserves everything she gives him and more.
I guess you're right. Yeah,
He's
I guess
repugnant.
You're right.
You're right. You
In
know
hindsight,
what?
It's okay
you
for her to
what?
Say that. He was mashery.
You're right. When so if somebody grabbed my ass and I couldn't stop them. There's a human right there. If somebody grabs my ass and I couldn't stop them, and then they try to kiss me when I've been like tended to by medics out of the country,
You're getting an IV and trying to.
I have had to go to a doctor in Mexico, and you're really feeling pretty vulnerable at that moment in time. I had ribs at Carlos and Charlie's. I wouldn't recommend it, guys. Wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a tough one for me. Drank a lot of orange Fanta. Mm. You don't want somebody then when you just can't even, when you don't even have enough stamina to like shove somebody away to like come for another mouth kiss.
Uh-uh.
You're right. You can talk about them as much as you want. They deserve everything. He's like Chester the Molester.
Yeah.
He's a little molester.
And he's a dick doctor.
He is. And as Carly said, he's worried about the male boners. He should be worried about the lady
boners. That's true.
So true. So, guys, who do you want to talk about next?
Well, can we stay on Evan?
Please.
Because now he has decided that Amanda is his true love because they're both parents.
Idiot.
And he is going to get down there and profess his love to her.
He loves to go provoke people.
Josh and Amanda haven't stopped making out since they got back from their date.
Truly,
non-stop.
Katie texted me. I mean, it's truly, they have made out like it's like the last day of camp and you're never going to see this person again. I mean, I would be so bored of making out at that. They've made out for like 18 hours straight.
So what is possessing him to think, this is the couple that I'm going to step in the
middle
of?
I'm going to go interrupt
It's got to be a producer.
I got a shot.
I got a shot here. It's got to be the producer that talked him into making fun of Chad at the to get him airtime. Like, you want airtime? He must be dying for airtime. They're like, the same person that told him to go pick on Chad is like, why don't you go interrupt the couple that's uninterruptible?
Do you really think it works that way? Maybe I'm just being naive.
Why is he on Bachelor in Paradise? Because he created conflict.
Yeah, you're right.
I think this is something he could have figured out on his own. If he actually has a medical degree, he's smarter than we think he is.
Is he a doctor?
I don't know if he's not a doctor.
You're right. Okay, never mind.
Do you think he took like night classes at a storefront clinic where he
Phoenix
hands out
University
Viagra
and
the dick doctor?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a former pastor too, by the way.
Are you serious?
What?
Oh yes.
What?
He's a former pastor.
He's a former pastor, current dick doctor.
You know what? I can see it. Can't you
see it?
So
I can
much.
See it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's everything to push the gay down. Like, just push it down, down, down.
He tried to pray the gay away.
Pray the gay away.
Now we got
into
the dick business, so it could be a technical thing.
I'll take enough pills to fuck a woman to make three kids. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
It's just push it all down.
If I'm going to help you with that erectile dysfunction, I'm going to need to see what you're working with here, Sailor. That's what he says at his clinic, I'm sure. Let me help you personally.
Dude.
At his clinic. Do we think he has his own clinic?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want him to operate a clinic out of an old ice cream truck. Like, I want him to drive around whatever state he's from.
Like a taco truck.
Erectile dysfunction? Anybody? Guys?
Pop goes the boner.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So I think it's possible he went to interrupt the kissing because he wants to keep being flown to places he doesn't have to pay for.
You're right.
Maybe.
He knows he's
addicted to the show.
Yeah, he knows if he is. He knows if he pokes the bears, he'll keep getting airtime and he'll keep getting asked on these, get invited. He won't have to deal with his kids.
It's cynical, but I think you may be right.
Okay.
I like to think of it as a pure show. You guys are much more behind the scenes than I am.
You don't watch Unreal.
I don't, no.
All right, let's talk about Amanda. And Amanda and Nick and Amanda and Josh. Let's start with Amanda and Nick. And I guess it has to be the whole thing. Okay, Amanda. Amanda. I think we can't talk about Amanda without talking about Leah for 1 second. Leah shows up and the twins are amazing, talking about her lips. I think Amanda also got some lips done. And this goes out to my public service announcement I try to do every week. Don't touch your lips, ladies. You inject whatever you need to into your face. You freeze whatever. If you need to get a little filler here and there, just don't put it in your lips. The lips are the telltale sign. It never looks natural. People know if you look like Angelina Jolie or not before.
Leah's almost unrecognizable.
She's completely unrecognizable.
I didn't recognize her. I don't remember what she looked like before.
I did Google a before and after.
I don't remember which one she was because she just showed up with those blow-up doll lips. And here's what I think happens when you do it.
She was the shithead.
She was the liar.
What is she like, 26?
Yeah.
She goes and gets that. Now, to me, she looks like a 50-year-old
exactly.
trying to look like a 30-year-old. That's what that Kylie Jenner and all these kids who do it, I think, oh, my God, what do you live in, Boca? Like, what are you doing? They seem like old women trying to look young, and they're young
they're
women.
They're burning themselves out right in front
I don't
of
understand
eyes.
It.
Okay, this is what she looked like before. Remember her?
It's my God, that's a totally different person.
She's like, it's like a bad version. Like, now she looks like a bad version of, like, Heather Graham in Roller Boogie
Nights. Roller Girl. Wait a minute. Did she do something to her nose?
Her eyes.
Her something's very different.
Well, the makeup's different.
Her eyes are larger.
I mean, her cheeks look like she got
She looks like the actress who's playing Leah in the porn parody of The Bachelor.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean? Like, when they find someone who kind of looks like her to put her in, she looks like the porn star.
Version of her real self.
Of her real self, yes.
Here's another one. Yeah, and the outfit, her whole makeover. She was kind of just like a cute sorority girl before, and now it's like... It is. It's like the Chatsworth special.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Chatsworth special. That's spectacular.
That is dead on. The Chatsworth special.
Dude. And her outfit,
she came on with a purpose, though, didn't she?
She wanted Chad.
She wanted Chad, which tells you everything you need to know.
All right, let's talk about Leah for a second. She wanted Chad. She came on. She wanted Chad. And she clearly, she was interesting on Ben's season because she was so boring. And then she just decided... She never got a one-on-one, so she decided just to be the villain. So she tried to take down little Lauren, sweet Lauren, who won in the end.
Right.
By lying. And
by talking shit about her to Ben.
Yeah, and then lying about
it.
Oh, my God. That's how different she looks. I didn't know that was who it was.
And then Lauren saying, somebody was saying untrue things about me, and she literally said to her face, well, it wasn't me. I know that.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
So then she decided, well, since I'm already, like, been a piece of shit on television, I may as well come be the villain. I'm going to be the villain, and I'm going to hook up with Chad to get the most airtime.
Right.
So she came looking for Chad with her new face. The twins' reaction was amazing.
They were very funny.
Yes.
And who would have ever thought the twins would be like the legit
funny,
like actually funny, like the comic relief? But so she's wearing wearing almost like matador kind of like Spanish senora widow, like black lace and red, like what is the dancer?
The flamenco.
Like a flamenco. There's like a flamenco vibe she's gone with her new face.
Yes.
It's like JoJo's mom's doctor has like done. It's like JoJo's mom's doctor. She went to.
Yes.
And so she shows up and she goes on the date with Nick, who is openly saying, I just want to see what our sexual chemistry is.
Right.
So he's still.
Because I already like Amanda.
I already like Amanda, but I guess I'll get into the bone zone if I have to. And Leah was just awful. Just awful. Like the way she was passive
and catty.
And the way she dealt
with
it.
Because when they got back from the date, Nick took Amanda.
And when Amanda was prepping for it and she was like, you're trying to look like me for the same bronzer as me.
We look the same. I mean, like, it's so wild.
Like, if you're going to throw that much shade, at least try to be somewhat subtle about
it.
She was just, and then when she went to go try to flirt with Daniel, she's just like, just a viper. Just a
But also
viper.
Daniel called it.
What did he say?
They're sitting on that bed, which, by the way, is not there year round. The Bachelor in Paradise bring those beds in
with
the twinkle lights in it. They're not there. They're lying on the bed.
Paget's been, by the way. Paget and her husband, they
loved
went.
It.
They
we
went,
loved it.
And they befriended Jorge.
That's why I know Chad was walking up to the gardener's shack when he was trying to leave. They're lying on the bed, and she says to Daniel, because this is her backup plan, right?
I've got a plan B,
and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to screw someone.
Yeah.
No, poor Daniel.
Yeah.
The eagle is trapped on the bed on the beach. And she says, you know, I don't want people, you know, people think I'm, and he says, a crazy girl? And she's like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
But Daniel just calls it like, no, we all as a collective unit recognize that you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He called it immediately.
He has he's a very upfront person.
No filter.
Yeah. Like, there's a douchey side of him, but there's also, like, there's a very simple, pure side of Daniel.
It's the Canadian aspect, which is they're so basically
decent. They're nice. Yeah.
That even when they say shit about you, you can't really get mad at them because it's done in a very sort of innocuous way.
Like, he's been a pig about the women. He's been a pig about the women. But now, it's almost like he came in with his chest puffed out, like, banging on his chest. But now that he's settled on Sarah, he's actually, like, overall sort of a good person to talk to for all the other people.
think so too. Yeah. Maybe he was trying to be more American. Like, this is what all these Americans are like, oh, this chick, and
Maybe
I'll be, yeah. And now he's boiling down to his essential maple leaf center, which is, I'm Canadian and I am a good guy, and I gotta tell this broad she's crazy. We all think she's crazy. And he didn't seem judgmental about it.
No, he's not. He's very simple. He's very straightforward. And he seems to, when he's talking one-on-one, not be able to, like, he's very up. He can't lie. Like, his muscle, and he wants to like you. Like, Daniel's a fascinating creature.
I really love Daniel. Him. I really am excited about
him. Okay, so Amanda, so Nick
so
is Kate.
Leah gets the boot. We can let
so
her go.
Leah gets the boot. So Katie loves Nick, and I have to say Nick has really grown on me in this installment. And you hate Nick.
I just find him inherently untrustworthy.
Talk to me.
I can't explain it. I understand why he keeps coming back, but then who said to him, you've already been here too many times?
You know what?
Who said that?
If somebody...
On a date with him.
Was it Leah trying to
be complimentary.
Yeah. But she's like, you've done this like too many times because this is his fourth show, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And anyone who does it four times is now a lifer reality star.
That's what I mean about Carly. That's why it bummed me out about Carly.
Mm.
Yeah. There's something about that that I don't trust.
You've crossed over. You've crossed over. You've made the error once, and Carly's brother was on. We learned.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's like, okay.
Yeah.
Your brother's been on it.
You've made it a family business now.
And now this is like your fourth go-round at it. Like, that's too many times. Okay, so Nick comes back, and there's Amanda, the single mom. Now, let me also just say, I know what my voice sounds like. I'm not trying to make, but
oh,
like,
her voice is a deal breaker.
That's
man.
The thing.
Oh, is it
like,
the vocal fry? Oh.
No, it's not even that.
What
it's
is
almost
it?
Like it's like the trapped in the little girl.
Oh, the
like
little
the damage.
Yeah, yeah.
The damage. Like right. Something happened early, and there's like a like that damaged little like. And again, I also know that I have a similar voice,
no,
but it's not.
Not even close.
No, you don't have a put on little girl voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're, and you I know. Will tell, I've known you for years. This is not, you're not like Maria Bamford. You're not
right.
Putting on an Arden voice to go on the road or like do a podcast. And nothing against Maria.
No,
she's
no.
great.
Right.
She does a thing.
Yeah.
And she's great at it.
Yeah. This is my voice.
This is Arden's voice.
This
and it's
voice.
Just how her neck and head are formed. She's not trying to be a, but the Amanda thing is actually
dude.
Psychologists figured out that they keep their little girl. They
yeah,
stay
it's when,
there.
It's when something's happened
when
to you.
They've been molested.
It's been usually
or
molested.
Like,
it's usually molested. Blah, blah, blah.
But
yeah.
It's the vocal fry, too, is
yeah.
brutal.
So,
she's
so,
Orange County personified.
So when she's there, the FaceTime with her kids, when they're like, Mommy, where are you? And she goes, I'm in paradise. The answer
I'm in a beautiful place.
I'm in paradise.
Where like you aren't.
The kids are like, what are you talking about? Like, why don't you say, I'm
they're
in
like,
Mexico?
When are you coming home, Mommy?
Yeah. Like, and why are
I'll
you going?
I'll be there soon.
Again.
No, you won't. You're in for the long haul,
I'm
right?
I'm in paradise.
I can't.
Oh,
so
my heart bleeds for those children.
So she goes on a date. So all the guys love her. All the guys.
Well, she's stunning.
She's stunning.
She's
and
a
she
beautiful
looks
woman.
So good in a one-piece bathing suit.
That, she is, yeah. She's got a very.
That one-piece body is, go for the cleck. We don't care. So she goes on a date with Nick. I can't even remember because it was like last week and my brain is fried. What
I do like Nick more than Josh.
Oh, yeah.
He is a fuck.
Okay,
am I allowed to curse on this podcast?
Yeah, curse away. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Curse away.
He is a fuck.
Okay,
oh,
I didn't watch.
I dislike him.
No, I didn't watch Desert.
You didn't watch
Desert,
Andy?
Andy. I didn't.
Andy.
So I don't, this is my first time meeting Josh. Did people like him the first go around? Because he's a sack of shit.
He was liked. It was him versus Nick that season.
So I
hated Andy, too. So it was just like, who do you hate least that
so
season?
I looked him up. He's a baseball player.
Former baseball
player.
Yes.
They all are former. Okay.
Former baseball player.
So right.
He did propose.
Such a bully.
And well, she wrote a book, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, so I Googled it.
He's worse now than he was on that season.
And he also has scripture tattoos on his side like Ben did.
Yeah, there's a thesis to be written about the twisted religious symbolism in the Bachelor seasons. Because there's a lot of that going on.
Also, is there some connection that these guys get this tattoo on their ribs, on their rib cage? Like, is there like an Adam and Eve component going?
So I didn't know Josh before. He
was more likable on Andy's season than he is now.
He's
that's for sure.
So gross.
Yeah, he's
his
awful.
Kissing sounds.
The moaning, the moaning,
the moaning.
I just spit out my cough drop.
It was so gross.
I was disgusted.
And she's a sack of shit for how quickly she was like, I just I really like Nick and it hurt me that he's going out with Leanne because I really see a future with me and Nick. And then the second Josh shows up, it's like she just threw, it's like, Nick who?
Not even a glance, not even like, and then, I feel bad making out with this guy in front of you after we went on a date yesterday.
In front of him.
Oh my God, poor Nick. I mean, no matter what you think of Nick, no human deserves to have, like, they made up for like 15 hours, 2 inches away from him, that was the grossest tongue kissing
in the
morning. Especially since they left their date on the highest of highs. Like, they were both thrilled with each other. She goes out with this other guy.
And then immediately.
How about, pull him aside, do something, give him a heads up.
But then also the way they were kissing, they looked like two, like, algae eater fish.
It was
like sucking fish. Like, just, they're just mashed in there. Just like sucker fished against each other.
And the twisting of the tongues together.
I don't think I've ever kissed anyone like that.
There have to be a gag reflex kick in at some point.
It truly makes me never want to kiss anyone again. Like, it truly is so off-putting that if I was, like, if I came down from Mars and I was a Martian and I'm like, what is kissing? And then you show me that video. It's like, oh, I don't ever want to kiss anyone ever. I don't ever want to kiss anyone ever, ever. Not ever, not once, ever.
But would you want to kiss someone?
Maybe once.
All right.
Maybe just once. Maybe Daniel.
Just to see what it was like.
I don't know if it's because I feel physically depleted because of this cold, but
sure.
I got a little insecure and was like, wait a minute. Is that how I'm supposed to be kissed?
I felt the same way.
Like, maybe, how have I... Is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
I felt the same way. I thought, oh, I guess I just don't have the heat in my life. Like, I guess I just don't know how to bring it with the fellas. Like, I guess
like a 15-hour kissing marriage. I don't know if that's like a Harlequin romance novel idea of like the beginning of a relationship.
Talk to us. What is that?
It is. It's not. It's them. We're right and they're wrong.
Thank you.
I'm not a judgmental person, but they're wrong.
Okay, thank
right.
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're fine.
It looked disgusting to me.
It is. It's
How
disgusting
cute.
On every level. The moaning and the the tongues.
And the lion. I'm a lion. I'm a lion. So many animal things.
There's sheep and there's lion. Roar.
Oh
I'm a lion.
The lion and the eagles and the pigeons
and
the sheep.
He's got the implants or the caps or whatever's
the
going
caps,
on with his teeth.
The
it's
caps.
Just that strange game show host smile that he's always flashing. Everything about him is creepy to the bone.
And he was like, and you know what? The good Lord's going to take care of it. The Lord's going to keep bringing the God into it. I got the plan. You know what, Nick? Don't worry about it. Things are good.
Let go, God.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. Things are good with me and Amanda right now, so you don't need to worry about it. Things are pretty solid, so you just better know, Christian, that things are we're good. You don't need to worry about it.
And Nick's just like, hey, you know what? Do whatever you want to do, but you could have given me a heads up. All he's asking for, I think, was just a little common decency.
And by the way, Nick is being a gentleman, because why isn't he like, fuck you, Amanda? Like, what about Amanda?
Well, Daniel was trying to urge him into that position. Remember, he was like,
yeah.
You know, he's a crow and you're an eagle and he's on your pigeon. You should go down there right now and you should, like, bother him,
maybe,
eh? You should, like, put yourself in there, eh?
You
tell him how you feel about it, eh? And he's like, I'm good, Daniel. No, I'm fine. I'm dealing with it.
You're right.
I don't know, Nick. You should get down there, eh?
Yeah,
and probably
you're right.
You should give him a hip check into the boards, eh? That's what I would do.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He didn't understand it because he was in the lion sheep scenario, not in the pigeon eagle. If he did it like a lion and a sheep, there's lions and sheep and pigeons and eagles south of the border.
Oh my.
You guys, I think that's the name of our episode right there. Lions and eagles and pigeons and sheep. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm writing that down. No,
so Nick's out in the cold now. He's out in the cold.
Poor, and like, but some girl's going to swoop him up. Katie, we want Katie. We want to send Katie south of the border to go just fuck the shit out of Nick.
Are you a Nick fan, Katie?
She wants to fuck the shit out of him.
On Andy season, because they made him out to be the villain. Like, he was the little shit. Like, he was such a little whiner and he would just, like, sit there and sulk.
He was the one who was arrogant
but
all the time.
They edited it like that. But also, I didn't like Josh on that season either. I kind of hated all of them. But, like, I feel bad for him now and I really fucking hate Amanda. But we know he stays around because they showed him picking out a ring, remember?
Yes.
Oh, I did not notice.
Yeah, they kept
that.
Showing, like, the coming up and it was him picking out a ring because I was like, who the fuck is he gonna marry?
Because he did
I'm gonna go to Sunset Junction and find him, you guys.
Yeah, I know. I love that they show him walking through Silver Lake.
Intelligentsia coffee.
Hipster
doing his CrossFit.
The ripped hipster of Silver Lake.
I did not know he was 35.
Is he really?
Yeah, it said he's 35. He's the oldest one there by far.
Good for him.
He looks great for 35.
I know, right?
How sad do we live in a world where people can look good at 35?
Yeah.
And you say that like as if it's something.
Well, it's just,
he's made it.
Wow, for that age, he looks pretty great at that ancient age.
They're all like 25.
I know,
so
they're
all
like, children.
Oh, you're older. Okay. Yeah. But he is more mature now, I think.
How old is Josh?
I think he's like 31 or something.
But we want to send you to Mexico hump the shit out of Nick to make Amanda jealous.
I would love to do that.
Ah!
My boyfriend would understand.
He'd Let's start a Kickstarter campaign to get a ticket to go to Sayulita for Kitty to go fuck the shit out of him.
You can think it's been done. So someone has made a Kickstarter to send their girlfriend.
We need to send Katie
to Mexico.
We need to send
to
Katie.
Fuck somebody.
We need to send Katie to Mexico. Let's start a Kickstarter to send Katie to Mexico to fuck the shit out of Nick.
Oh my God!
Because
Nick should be so lucky. That's what I think about Nick. I like Katie more than Nick.
But they do say Katie. Katie gets like 15,000 steps on her Fitbit every day. That figure? Are you kidding
She's
me?
She's tying the Fitbit to the dog and letting it run around the park.
Yeah, but I do think with Nick, they also edited in. I think Amanda's the one I want to spend the rest of my life with her, which he never said that was in the upcoming season. I don't know, but sometimes they do that. They'll put stuff in that upcoming season that doesn't happen.
They mismatch a lot of audio to visuals all
don't,
the time.
Don't, yeah, right? don't do that. That's trying to pick apart the...
Do you think that he...
Yeah, don't look at the trailer and try to figure
the promo.
Out the
No,
okay,
it doesn't,
right,
no.
Okay. Yeah.
Ignore that.
Oh my God, can I say one quick
please.
Thing? I am going back in time, though.
Please, please.
Lace and Grant, the firefighter?
Yes.
They had sex.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh,
they had
full
sex.
On, yeah. She covers up the camera with
the
serape or whatever.
I've heard he's
sex.
A dick. I've heard he's
and
a dick from
And then it's missing. Then the camera is revealed again. Then the cover from the camera is gone.
I've heard.
Did a PA do the marine crawl into the room and pull the blanket off of the camera?
Ralph, so they I love get the you. I bet that's
in.
Exactly what
yes,
happened.
They must have.
I bet they did. You're right.
Someone must have.
I wonder, or when they're passed out, maybe while they were passed out.
Someone came into that room and pulled the blanket off of the GoPro that was on the bureau.
And then she points at it like,
honestly,
the blanket's gone.
And also forgets about sound.
Yeah.
They also completely forget about sound.
I love that they edited it in. I love that they edited in crabs humping and stuff like that they showed to make it clear that they were getting at it.
And Grant, by the way, called her a lunatic when she showed up.
I've heard from two separate sources that Grant in real life is a dick. I've heard that Grant sucks, which sucks because he's a firefighter. Like, I don't want a firefighter to be a dick. I've heard Grant is a dick.
He called her a mess when she first showed up.
He did. What
did
he say? He said,
he's like, well, Lace, she is a mess. You can tell that girl's got problems.
And he was like, sign me up.
And then he went on a date with her right after that. And then she got hooked up with Chad.
They went
on
a date?
And then he came back after Chad.
Did they go on a date?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Maybe not a date, but they hooked up.
No, but they hooked up.
They hooked up in the pool or whatever.
And then the Chad thing. And then after Chad's
oh
gone, she gets back together with Grant,
right?
And they have sex.
And then the Lace is crying.
And he's like, I can't judge you. You know, I can't say you can't do whatever you're going
to do. I like Lace crying to Jorge, going, you weren't nice to me this morning. And then, I don't have any friends here except for you.
Worst.
And so then Grant comes down and she's like, you weren't being nice to me. He's basically like, yeah, you hooked up with me and you went and fucked Chad in the pool.
So I was ignoring you a little bit. Sorry.
And then she's like, so you're just not going to be nice to me. He's like, all right, you're right.
All right, I forgive you.
And then they go and they like, because Vinny, okay, let's talk about Vinny for 1 second. Vinny arrives. Vinny, I love that. Vinny was one of my early weird calls for the season last year with JoJo.
Oh, yeah.
But I love that he arrives.
Vinny the barber.
I'm in Puerto Vallarta and I'm ready to party is how he arrives, which is how next time I go to Puerto Vallarta, which I love. That's the first thing I'm going to scream when I get off the plane. I'm
Puerto Vallarta and I'm ready to party.
I'm in Puerto Vallarta. And I'm ready to party. Yeah. That's how I
stay clear of the ribs.
Don't have to
don't have the ribs.
Don't go to Carlos and Charlie's with the ribs. But like, so Puerto Vallarta, I love that Vinny is a hot commodity. Vinny and Izzy. And then Vinny did tongue kiss Sarah.
That was a dick move.
That was a dick move.
You can't make out with Sarah and give her the sense that she's the one. And then when Izzy shows up and says, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, don't worry, baby. And he makes out with her to make her feel comfortable, too. And then
Vinny,
he gives the rose to Izzy. And Sarah's there, you know, flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, like Vinny's mom is going to come back and be like, no, Vinny's the one. Like, you know, but like she's at the after
oh,
the
that
rose.
Was his mom.
Was
yeah,
Vinny's mom.
I liked her.
Yeah, she, but you could see where.
She was like a Gaudi.
Yeah,
she seemed like a Gaudi
she
princess.
She was like a Gaudi.
Like a, yeah.
Vinny might be like connected.
Vinny Gaudi.
He might be connected.
Yeah.
I bet he could have somebody eliminated if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Vinny could have somebody.
I don't like him. I don't care about him. I don't want him on the show.
You know what? I used to like Vinny.
I want him to go away.
You know what? I don't like him either. And
he
doesn't really play
a role. He doesn't have a purpose.
No, he just kissed two girls. It was a dick move, and then he gave one the rose, and he let Sarah hang.
He did that after he said kissing is a big deal for me. The fact that he kissed Izzy the first night, he goes, kissing's a big deal for me, and then he lays one on Sarah. So it's clearly not. So you're a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have anything else to say about Izzy?
No, she's sort of just... She doesn't really care. She's just taking up space. I don't really get a hit off her one way or the other. They both can go.
So now we have left. We could talk about Jubilee and Jared or the twins. Let's talk about Jubilee. Jubilee and Jared go on their date with
a
fucking creepy clown that shows up. That clown.
At the end.
They're talking about like Frodo and like Lord of the Rings stuff.
She's a mess, that Jubilee.
I think they bring her back because I feel like we see Jubilee go on a date with somebody later on in the promos. I feel like maybe they're like, oh, we need to give Jubilee one more chance. Like maybe when the twins go and there's an extra person gone, they'll like send. Remember, they send people back sometimes.
Talking about a promo?
Yeah.
What did we say about the promos?
All right.
Promos are fake outs.
Okay. All right. So Jubilee wanted Jared. He says, Jared is no fucking game. Jared had last year.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with him, too.
Me too. It's like,
me too. I don't care. No. And he seems really dumb.
And he's like kind of cocky. It's like, I think because he got captured last year by Ashley I.
And he seemed like the hottest guy last year. And this year, I don't know.
It's like, you're not as hot as you think you are. You're like,
he's acting like he's there at gunpoint.
Yeah, then
he keeps moping around like, oh, I'm stuck here in paradise with all these people.
Like, I had to come back because I'm such a big draw.
So I'll just lay here on the bed and I'll barely talk to you. And then I'll get up and I'll kiss you a little bit and I'll go on this date and I'll hit a pinata.
Yeah,
but it's
like, he's acting like he has to do this for charity.
I loved the twins. I loved whichever twins. First of all, I'm sorry that they don't give them names, that they just have to be the twins, but they're great. So I love whatever twin was with Jared on the bed. She said, Jared has no game. I'm not ugly. I've got really, really big boobs and a nice butt. And this is not my first rodeo. So I have a few tricks up my sleeve. And I have to say, her 5-point plan worked. One.
So funny.
Ready?
One. I loved it.
Small talk.
Yes.
Two. Compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Turn on your side. Four. Find a way to get him to put his arm around you. Five. Kiss. That was successful. Small talk, compliments, turn on your side, find a way to get his arm.
Although the bug didn't get him to put his arm around her, she freaks out about a bug.
Yes.
And he's like just thips it off the bed.
He sucked.
Yeah.
He did not understand her what. And she was basically acting like, I don't need to take the first move.
Yeah.
That's not my job. But then she did.
I know.
Like she liked him so much.
Moves.
Yeah, that she devised a plan,
I know.
Explained what it was, went through it step by step, and then she kissed him.
Yeah, ladies, she could have jumped to step 5 and had the same exact results. She really didn't need to do the side turn and the bug play.
Oh my God,
and the
thank
thing.
You so
Small
much.
Talk
really?
And the compliments.
Yeah,
really?
You know what? If you want to kiss the guy, you can just roll over or get on top of him and start making out with him. And he's not going to complain. He's not going to say no.
Right. See,
wasted 4 steps.
I'm so insecure. Like growing up, I was so insecure about the guys that I didn't know that.
If you're going to go through 4 previous steps before you grab the guy and start kissing him,
she was trying to get
him. What's the point of the first 4 steps?
She was trying to get him to kiss her, and then she had to throw.
How did that work out?
Didn't work out. She had to kiss him.
So
what's his fucking problem?
He doesn't want to be there. Apparently,
I don't think he wants to be there. I think you're right.
He is acting like he is under duress. He has been kidnapped by Chris Harrison, and he's trying to get messages out to his family by blinking in code when they're doing their interviews with him.
Can I ask you a question as a man, Ralph? Do the twins have, aside from as a duo, part of me is like, do the twins actually individually have no sex appeal? Are they hot girls that aren't sexy because they're too dumb?
They are that, to me.
Yeah,
I mean, there's plenty of men that would... I'm sure argue with me.
But like they're not
physically attractive.
Of course, they're gorgeous.
But the stupidity and the
I feel like they lack sexiness.
I agree.
I asked Steve actually cuz I was thinking, okay, to me I think these are what America decided that's the hottest chick we have.
Yeah.
Those two twins represent what America.
Yeah.
And I asked Steve my husband Steve and he said I think those girls are virgins. He said, there's something about them. There is no sex.
Oh,
he said,
Steve.
I don't think they're going to kiss anyone. And he was shocked when Emily, I think it was Emily, kissed
Jared.
Jared. because he feels like they have zero sexuality.
Well, I almost feel like when she said this isn't my first time at the rodeo, I feel like they've been like maybe fucked by gross dudes in Vegas, but like
a lot.
But like not necessarily.
They're
like
bottle service girls in Vegas.
Do you think
these girls have been receivers of a lot of sex?
Yeah,
a lot of sex, but receivers.
It doesn't. Yeah, to me, once he said it, now I don't. Now same thing with Evan. I do not see a sexuality,
right?
A sensuality attached to those women.
No. That's why
I can see their
earlier crass
attractive
comment of once you have the threesome with the twins, you go out the sliding glass door because you want to get away from them as soon as possible. Because the physical attraction, the mechanics are all there, but there's nothing. There's no there. There's no sensuality or sexuality or anything that would make you even want to have a second time.
I love Ralph.
I do,
he's
too.
So funny, but also so insightful and aware.
Great.
It's almost like part of you is an anthropologist in this.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're doing a podcast about Bachelor in Paradise. But you have a... I just love it. I love your brain. I love how you see this stuff, and it's so interesting to me.
You're
this
very
has
kind.
Been... We have to wrap up shortly.
No, we
what?
Can't. I,
know,
I need more.
I know.
We
tell
have
me.
So much more to talk
okay,
about.
Tell me what you want to talk about. How much longer do we have? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Boy.
Okay, what do we want to? Who do we want to talk about? Let's see. Let me pull up the screen.
We've done Amanda, Josh. We've done Nick. We've done.
Keep thinking.
Grant.
You keep thinking. I'll talk about how, for some reason, they've gotten new people to sing
the
theme song.
How about
it's
the
not
new
the original.
Guy? How about
Brandon?
The new guy that came in and went on the date with the twin and the switcheroo?
Brandon. Oh, the twins
Brandon.
Did the switch. They
the
did.
Twins did the switch.
They did the Brady
did the
Bunch
switch.
Twin switch.
Yeah,
they
did.
The
lookalike switch. I never thought they would go there. I never thought they would actually go to the sitcom twin date switch.
And he didn't know the diff.
No.
I thought he did because when the other one came back and sat down, he went, "Hey," I thought he knew.
Yeah, because she did her.
It
she did
me
the,
out.
She did the Canadian A. She
and
did
then,
an
yeah,
A.
And then, no, I guess he didn't know. Yeah. But who the hell is he?
He's Brandon.
He just looks like a Van Trapp kid. I don't
He's
understand
Brandon.
Who
He's
he
Brandon.
Was or what.
Neither did Chris Harrison. Nobody knows
yeah.
who he is.
That was a funny bit, actually, they put in there about Chris saying, and you are,
who
and I would know you from.
You?
Okay. I think they realize they're reaching the bottom of the barrel.
All right, I did enjoy the guys doing the chain of putting sunblock on each other when they were all moisturizing each other. That was fun.
Men without shirts hanging out
together. I enjoyed Evan writing the date card for himself, and then he and Jared going, two roads divulged into a yellow wood.
Oh, my God. They did not.
Come up with
the Robert Frost poem.
Two roads
divulged
into a yellow wood.
And they don't go which way. And you go with the
one. Oh, my God.
You have to, like, memorize that poem in fourth grade.
Okay.
And they said at the end, and we ruined it. Yeah, that's Thoreau.
That's Thoreau.
Yeah, did they say Thoreau?
Yes,
that's
Thoreau.
Who they attributed the quote to at the end of their destruction of it.
Okay, Daniel counting his six-pack abs in bed. Also fun.
And I didn't realize they didn't show his head.
Daniel?
They didn't show his head. They just showed him counting his abs, and you knew it was Daniel.
And losing count, too,
okay,
by the way.
Twins eating the bananas.
What? I don't
the twins
that.
Eating bananas in front of the guys, and the guys...
I thought that was a plantain.
No, you were probably drunk at that point.
They were so drunk. They unpeeled a banana. They're both eating a banana in front of the guys. The guy's like, oh, I'm never going to forget that.
Her showing her scoliosis hump to Nick.
Yeah.
I don't.
See, that's
did
what's
you
wrong
see anything?
With them. Well, yeah, she obviously had some spinal issues there. But.
Okay, anything? What is there anything? Who are you hoping the proposals are for?
Well, I think from what I've seen of next week's episode... It looks like Kayla returns.
Yes,
right?
And she's with stupid Jared.
Bouncy hair.
She's with stupid Jared.
Oh, really?
They fall. According to the previews, she and Jared become a thing.
Mm.
And then they send Ashley.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they're both boring.
I'm thinking Nick must end up with someone.
He's got to be because he's buying a ring, so he's got to be with somebody.
Again, you with the promos.
That was Katie with the promo.
Katie with the promo.
But you were just saying with the promos with Kayla. You just did the promos.
Well, they show her walking down the steps. I know she shows up. We haven't seen her yet. She must be showing up on some future episode. So I'm guessing she will end up paired up with someone because she seems like she's on a mission.
And then who do we see Wells on a date with in the promos coming?
Wells.
Ashley I.
Ashley I is coming.
Thank
God.
I forgot about her. The tears
will flow. Oh, so this guy.
Will you guys come back again?
I would love to come back.
Because
I will.
Because I feel like... I don't know how long this season is, but we need, like, I can't.
It's like 2 a week, right?
I can't.
Monday and Tuesday?
I can't
every week?
Not talk to you
yeah,
more
Monday
about
Monday and Tuesday
this.
Every week for how many weeks?
Two hours on Monday and one on Tuesday and then the after.
There's
after
no
Paradise.
Way to do the math because we don't know how many people are coming, how many people are leaving. There's no way to figure out how many weeks it is.
It may never end.
It may never end. Can I just say overall more than anything, just how happy I am that this is odd. How much I fucking love this show.
I love doing this with you, Arden.
I love show.
It.
I love it. It's been, this is the highlight of my week. This is the highlight of my week.
You need to get a hobby or something.
She needs better weeks.
You mean I need to actually leave my house?
You gotta do something.
No,
honey,
this is the highlight.
She doesn't leave the house. I've never seen you at the Rite Aid.
I literally
I've never seen you at Captain Cork.
Oh my God, Captain Cork.
I've never seen you at the Gelsons.
Pure Ants.
Or the Albertsons.
Pure Ants. You guys. Such a joy. I'll be right back and do the mail grab bag. I cannot thank you enough. This truly, we really broke down like basically like an entire series just now. I think we did that in a pretty organized fashion too.
You did a great job with that. Thank you. Cause yes. I didn't know what to do with it.
No, you were the air traffic controller of that.
That was
sure.
terrifying.
I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to say as much as I love Erin, Erin's a Virgo and she needs to go in order and my brain is not as linear as Erin's. And so for me, it was nice to be able to be a little bit freer and hop from, we just sort of pinball wizarded.
Yeah.
We
nice.
Let our feelings do
this
it.
This Erin you speak it. Of, this is a real person or is this an imaginary co-host that you
this
enjoy?
This is my imaginary co-host.
This woman has never been in
You'll
the same
never
room
meet her.
While I'm
She's
here.
Never going to come back from Texas. But I will be wearing my red boots in Texas sometime this fall. Okay, I'll be right back with a mail grab bag. Bye. All right. Thank you so much for emailing us at Rose. Thank you so much for emailing us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Kara emails me, Arden, get out of my head. Arden, a week ago, I had a dream that you died and I cried in
what?
My sleep.
That's a
then
terrible
this
dream.
Week, I had a dream that you and Trump were playing a geography game on Jimmy Fallon and you beat Trump because he didn't know what Israel looked like and you did. Are you okay? Love you, girl. Can't wait for your take on paradise. You know what? I've never felt so taken care of. That makes me feel so good. Thank you so much. Jennifer, I'm going to say this wrong. Masuliowicz. Guess what I found for you? What are the Paradise Podcasts? Can't wait. They're the tumblers from, yeah.
No.
Yeah, she found them at Saks Off Fifth, the products. Thank you so
we
much.
We need to buy these.
Oh, my God. They're only $7.99. That feels like a good thing. And I also
should buy them.
I also want to thank everybody who has been liking us on iTunes and liking that and, the
and telling your friends and reviewing and subscribing
yeah,
and rating the show. All that shit helps.
You know what? It really does help. And I actually am so naive that I just found all the comments that people have been putting on iTunes and they're so sweet and I'll read a couple of those in a second. But in the meantime, Katie, you were ready to vote for our tweet of the
yes.
week. Okay, we're going to go with where Anna has sent me. She's picked out. Here's three tweets. Okay. Okay, here we go. One tweet. Grace, which is ass hasslehorsing, I suspect many hashtag Bachelor in Paradise contestants learned all their Spanish from Wyclef Jean's verse in Hips Don't Lie.
I think that's very true.
I also think that's pretty...
The whole agua thing, agua.
Oh my God, the agua.
They spelled agua wrong. Like she was saying it, and then my favorite was Grant goes, well, I think that's how you say it in Spanish, or that's how you spell it in Spanish. I was like, agua is a Spanish word.
I know.
What the fuck are you guys saying? I was like so mad.
So frightening. We have Seth Vatt, who's won twice. He's our base bone tweet of the week. At Art of Marine, Evan should fly that American flag tank top at half mast in front of his ED business.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then we have Derek Jackson. I remember that poem from high school where two roads told everything they knew to a yellow wood. Hashtag will you accept this rose. We have poem from high school. We should Evan flying it at half mast, and we have
I like the Spanish one.
Spanish. Okay.
It's so true. They're so dumb.
So we're going to say Grace, that hasslehorsing, you win tweet of the week. I suspect many Bachelor in Paradise contestants learn all their Spanish. So tweet us at hashtag WYATR. And I'm just going to read, just thank you so much for reviewing us on iTunes. I literally just found all of these and they're so great. But here's, I'll just read a couple. One from Maggie. There's too many numbers. 5 stars. Awesome. I hardly even watch The Bachelor, but I absolutely love this podcast. Arden and Erin are hilarious. Please keep doing the podcast even when there are no Bachelor related shows on. We really appreciate this. Let's see. CLL Gar, my favorite podcast. Arden is fantastic and so endearing. Thank you. I look forward to her Bachelorette commentary every week. She has hilarious guests and at this point I'm only watching these shows so I know what's going on in the podcast. If you don't have any friends cool enough to watch ABC's Best Show and Gem, then you can break down each episode with. You need to subscribe to this podcast. And even if you do, you and your friends need it. So that's really nice. I will do one more. Lang Leem, 1937, says, 5 stars. I've tried a number of Bachelorette podcasts, and this one is by far the most hilarious and real. So we will be reading some of the comments from iTunes. Please subscribe. It really helps all of it. And thank you so much, and we can't wait to be back next week. Bye, guys.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.